Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Now, what do you do when you have a goal for the new year that you want your family to demonstrate an attitude of kindness? And you're trying your best, but you can't change the others. We'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, Change Yourself, Change Your Family. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown. And I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family that you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy, we're all going to benefit from your questions, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, click on either For Families or For Treatment Programs, then click on any podcast, scroll down to the end where it says Submit Your Question, and enter it there. Hey, why not do it today? And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. Please remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Amber. And Amber writes, I really want things to be different in my family this year, and I like the idea of an attitude of kindness from your last week's New Year's message. There is way too much strife in our home. I have a 14-year-old son and 12-year-old fraternal twin daughters. Life has always been hectic, but as a family, we muddle through. My husband tends to be on the autocratic, rigid side, very involved and hardworking, but when things don't go right, he can be critical and demanding. I tend to smooth things over for everyone, and that annoys my husband, who thinks I'm not strict enough. Overall, the kids are doing fine. Our son is a good athlete and avoids run-ins with his father and comes to me for permission to do things his father would say no to, I think, unreasonably. One of the girls puts energy into pleasing her father, and the other one resents his expectations and his tone. When alone, they do fine with each other, but when I'm around, they both complain about each other and complain that I'm more generous with the other one. For instance, when we go out to eat, which one gets to choose the kind of food or the restaurant and that kind of thing. The stress and complaining in the home isn't healthy for anyone, but now I want to do something about it, but I'm not sure what. My New Year's resolution is for everyone to have an attitude of kindness. What can I do? Hey, thanks for your question, Amber. And I'll bet you have lots of folks nodding as you describe your situation. Everyone would like their families to demonstrate more positive tonality and quality. And they don't know what to do about it either. Sometimes I don't either. So let's see what we can do. Now, I love your goal, of course, since I recommended it, but a goal without a strategy isn't really a goal. It's more of a wish or a fantasy. Now, if you have a goal and a strategy, even if there are failures along the way to accomplishing your goal, those failures are part of the learning process and will help you reach your goal. Now, I don't mean to diminish the need for goals. They are enormously important. Why? Well, goals give us hope and they give us inspiration. Goals lift our spirits. Having goals improves mental health, and goals are motivating. And you can't have a strategy unless it's towards an end, and that end would be a goal. So, as I understand it, you want to see and experience more kindness and less strife in your family. Excellent. Let's build a strategy for that. Now, of course, you at your best can change your behavior. You can't change other people's. But given that you're the mom in this family, I'm confident that if you can make some changes, you'll see those changes manifest in your family. So, Amber, let's start with an understanding of a couple of things about your family. You have a strong tendency towards accommodation, towards pleasing others, making others happy. Your husband has a strong tendency towards structure and control. Since your family is doing reasonably well, as you put it, bumbling through, neither of you are off the charts with your tendencies, but there is an ongoing struggle in your family between you and your husband. And that's creating a family culture of stress and competition. Amber, related to all this, you have some level of parental burnout. And that's what happens when you work too hard with too little reward. You keep trying to make things better for everyone, but you're part of the family culture and it isn't working and it isn't going to work. So, strategy number one, back off a bit from trying to change anything other than self-care for you. I'm not sure what that will look like exactly, but you need to do something or some things for yourself on a regular basis that aren't currently things that you're doing and that things that you really like. For instance, take a yoga class, make time with friends, play your musical instrument that you don't make time for anymore. Take a weekend away for yourself. Maybe a weekend with your husband if that would be rewarding and nourishing. It may not be in your emotional DNA to take care of yourself. So it may be more difficult to actually do this than hear this. So keep that in mind. This is very important and it's maybe very, very hard, Amber, for you to do. Here is strategy number two. You need to take a more empowered role in your family. And what do I mean by that? Let me explain my thinking. Your husband is a good person with a tendency towards criticism and control, but it isn't out of malice. It's the only way, or certainly the most accessible way, he knows how to keep the kids safe and doing the right things. You see his tone as hurtful, which it might be, and you want to protect the kids from it. I'm betting that he is more strict and his tone is more severe because he sees himself as needing to be the parent who upholds high standards and that he sees you as too much of a pushover. And if he doesn't hold the line, everything will go to hell in a handbasket. So, when you run interference for him, it increases his negative tone and his rigidity. So if or when the kids complain to you, first, always validate their feelings. Yeah, I could see where that would be hurtful. And then advise them that their father has their best interests in mind. And if they want to talk to him about their tone or being more flexible, they can certainly talk to him. They'd be talking to someone that loves them and cares. Make sense? Scary, huh? All right. Strategy number three. Invite your twins to talk more kindly with each other and with you. You're happy to hear about their needs, their wants, their preferences, but it wrecks a good time if when we end up with a decision, someone is always unhappy and feeling gypped. As 12-year-olds, they're completely capable of working together and having a good time. If having nice things or doing nice things like going out to get something to eat is a competition rather than a fun time, there is no sense doing it. So you need to be able to just set some limits and set some standards with the girls that say kindness and talk to them about what your value is and why you want it and what you want to see from them. The biggest challenge for you in doing this is going to be remembering that you don't need to make others happy. They can do that for themselves. You are responsible, Amber, only for your happiness and they theirs. So this is going to take a while for you to be able to operate from that position comfortably. It's going to be incredibly unnatural for you at first. So you're going to fail a lot. Keep your goal in mind, but focus on your strategy, on your plan. Review it every morning, the three strategies, and take notes on what you did well and what still needs work with your effort every day in the evening. So if you start with your intentions in the morning and then you go through your day doing your best, give yourself a grade at the end of the day. Here was a time I did my old behavior of softening for others or accommodating others when that wasn't necessary. And here's an example where I held the line and that was pretty good. I'm proud of myself. If you stay with it, your successes are going to start to outnumber the times when you used your old behavior, and kindness will grow in your family and your vulnerability to parental burnout will diminish greatly. So parents and folks who work with parents, when you want to see family change, you're talking about systemic change, and systems that come to mental health providers have in common that they resist change. If a parent stays focused on the change they have to make, that's the leverage that will invite, if not mandate, change from everyone else. Thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to you, Amber, for your terrific question. I know there's a lot of people who are benefiting and relating to it. If you are a therapist who works in a behavioral health treatment program and would like to talk with me about improving outcomes in your program, come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and shoot me an email or give me a call. I'll be happy to talk with you. And please, especially during this new year, let's get it going off right. Take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenteen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.